是有一个有神的 God， 你看看你这一个烈烈的脑袋就在这里讲神的 Ghost， 这是啥的哈，这是哪个来，这是哪个这是哪个这是哪个你就在哪个模式所以你到哪儿都会看你的人的都会我是一个我是的人的高爷大师的说我是多看一个的看阿妈的这段是一次你段一个的应该一这段为这地方收回来的地是广告的高爷的这地是广告的跟那地走了走了就在那阿里伊了你呢就你看了高爷的这个地你的段看现在阿里呢高爷的这个地来是个段看高爷的这个是你看的但是我给他洗这些都得到的他只给你拿着老弟的对你他给洗我面临的人洗我真的可你给他可你给他他也是洗澡可你给他洗澡个火个洗过我给你给他洗的只有图个绿洗你洗过真的那个也是走也是那个走走我给他给你如果他拿到你了他立刻洗你洗过真的Nak his don't his gig early. Hello, my name is Dennis Sixkiller, and I greet each and every one of you wherever you're listening from. Thank you for joining me today. I sure do appreciate you, and also for tuning in to listen to the Cherokee voices and Cherokee sounds being brought by Cherokee Nation. I know some of your faithful listeners out there, and thank you once again for that. Well, how's it going for you? The end of this October, man, it's going by fast, isn't it?Just zooming right along, aren't we? Remember the Jetsons a long time ago, some of you? That old cartoon? Everything was like a jet age. I think we're pretty close to being there right now, aren't we? Going by pretty fast, isn't it? Next thing we know, we'll be thinking about Thanksgiving. Oh my goodness, and then Christmas. Oh. But anyway, before I go shopping for some Christmas presents to give you all, no, just kidding. Let me give you the number to Cherokee Nation once again. First one's always toll free nationwide.1-800-256-0671. My direct number is 918-453-5433. And the number to tribal headquarters here in Tahlequah, Oklahoma is 918-453-5000. On today's program, we're going to hear some more beautiful Cherokee songs sung by various people. And we're going to hear another Cherokee story. And I'll teach five more Cherokee words. And our Cherokee speaker once again will be Thomas Muskrat.Of Stillwell, Oklahoma, and then I'll tell the Cherokee Nation news. So please don't go anywhere. Hogan see you last to what do these like the canoeed to the Tadastan. Ale, a needs a log, a need no head heads, I guess that's a Dastan. His ski gone or digging his to the day on. Dogging conies can see you canoe or sell out Stillwell, eh? You guess, eh? No, no, to log yet to get no dust to do the nozani. Testa.Sweetie Lossie. We haven't heard from these girls, the Brush Creek girls, in a while. But I'm sure they're not girls now. They're probably young women by now. Because I know my granddaughter was one of the singers. And she's in college now, second year. These young girls have grown up now. But they're going to sing two songs for us today. First song is going to be God's Children. The second song is Oh, How I Love Jesus. No, no, those are yours, Tana. Son, hello, nigga, huge. No, handsome, and all tanudes. A good list, get huge, Hannah. The killer, not here. Tell you, name the test, or they want college. No. Tell you, though, that you know, you take no giddy. A guy, and that's a two day, the neol, two dog, it says. Tell you, Nano, and that's a word, eager go ya, hey, two dog, it says. Once again, here's a Thomas Muskrat of Stillwell, Oklahoma. He and I had a real good visit. I sat there listening and talked with him, laughed with him, and had a good old time. And he's going to continue today to talk about a lot of things that goes on around Stillwell and other places and what went on in his life and what he does today. So once again, here is Thomas Muskrat of Stillwell, Oklahoma. No, no. Kanohiyad Selotk, Stillwell, eh? Ali says Kanohiyad Zulanhan's goose, Tonta Diska, Zulo Sale, Sikohiyadjigi. Oh, to Noyatlan, hello, host, Atadosos Gehen, Kanohiyadaska, Zulanhan's goose, Yadahana, Oginieska, Ogino, Don Hayus Kanohiyaska. Say no, Tedotados, Tosa Halisa, Kanohiyadaska, Zulanhan's goose, Tonta Diska, Zulo Sale, Kanohiyad Selotk, Dudod. Still well, ain't he? ਗੱਡੀ ਉਹ ਯੂਨੀਵਰਸਿਟੀ ਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਨੇ
ਹਾਂ ਯਾ ਔਰ ਤਾਂ ਨੇ ਤਾਂ ਹਾਂ ਨਾ ਔਰ ਚੰਗ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ ਯੂਲਸ ਤੇ ਇਸ ਗੇਨ ਔਰ ਨੀਲ ਕੋ ਅਨੌਰ ਤਾਂ ਔਰ ਨੀਲ ਕੋ ਨਾ ਔਰ ਚੰਗ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ ਯੂਲਸ ਤੇ ਇਸ ਔਰ ਹਾਂ ਨਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਨੀਲ ਕੋ ਕਾ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਕਿ ਹਾਂ ਇਸ ਕੇ ਨਾ ਨੀਓ ਨੀਸ ਕੇ ਨਾ ਦੀ ਨਾ ਨੀ ਗੋਲਨ ਗਤੀਫ ਟੀਸ ਕੋ ਹੈ ਯੂ ਨੀ ਲੁਟ ਸਕਿਨ ਹੁਈ ਲੁਟ ਸੈ ਯੋਨੇ ਦੇ ਕੋਨ ਦੇ ਦੋ ਯੇ ਨਾ ਦੀ ਚੈਲਸ ਕਲਾਸ ਹੈ That's a no halita, that's called that, so what is going out? Go what's out, that one? New state that no skin.
That's going out, how are you now, Nadir?
Off with down, eh?
Then on yon, eh, don't
you? Yeah, on in yon, eh? Send out the horse to win, all that, and now in that stew. Skin used on the guy. On that, don't you know, and all that, no. Yeah.
So are you here, you two New Year later, so?
Yeah, can't go on, eh?
No, no, huh?
Yeah.
Halfway. Highway 10, do you get a clock, or do
you?
I think you got to, yeah, no. Don't you when you go in, no, no, honestly. Upstairs. Is that thing for real? Do you want to go down, no, no, who's? Yeah, that thing is real, do you, eh? And, that score. Så er det nærmere, når jeg stiller dig, når du når det, så er det nærmere. Nå har jeg overløst noget, det kan de godt. Kan jeg skulle stå ned, klokke 9 går nå.
Og der, Texas, du ned. Du var sådan, Reinhardt. Gå helt der, Reinhardt. Du var så skønne godt, og den er kusil den. Jeg da sier lett. Skin, nåle unnen dine, så Kurt sanger ut, og nåle hos, rent kjenn noen eller. Skvist vokk. Du nikta nå. Nå nikta lak unni ha gått, og så so when it's done I said clear you hen ut an edli skin no nee ja got to nee ha san carlogo su no setti che no no nel no to zino halito nik to te che eu hen oh No la he Texas eh who was a god. No sailed on. Scared dude, he lost his yet. Or so gun what they skin of where do ton or when ne come do you not need of don't know don't eat it. No hen jewed to neilk skin. Det var sko, jeg har nu lovhist henne. Jeg kan også elske nu hosse. Just en liten elise. Da hen, ni nå har litt av åsen der henne. Ni nå har litt av sted ut henne. Og sen, så en jeg egentlig dårlig av oss. Og hver var heste. Nån av, nå hent stod sin ilk. Så gå stik av det her. Hik sko på til vann. Og heste av vår seng. Nå da, mineraler har dannels de skoskene. Nå Du nilka, du nta hisse. Ja. Skin, hinna har lans nu nåle ulohistana. Tindug, a jäkelskin en nolla vås eller? No. Och han det låsen där gärna ljuga, ha? Nå, uåtsylka fästes du läst skylltsen av oss, eller? Nå. Nå lär låhästen. Utan läggåslen, skett ålen, för gårlig järn av oss, eller? Då. Jag har stått ut och se oss själv. Vår nylligt. Så ses det snart av oss. När han har en automatic feeder. När han inte kan ha ut den. Då har han börjat då i sånsen på. Man var ute i en feed. Sen läste han alla någon. Du någon är ska ta sig långt. This is mine, yours, säger han. Det är ni nog skitjik. Sen läste han all utan. Och ni kan kocka ut jik. Nå lät sig så tydligt. Och nu lyckas det av oss själv. En av last week sen olle. Ylössä. Tindu en av kato utan. On det nolle son. Den åkna. Och sen jag ska se liskas na catfish. On hen del nolle av den åkna. Och nå då ser jag inte utan. Då igen jo. Att det la här. Gotländsk. Jag har sen ska ni ja. Någon har zebert on oss. Det är ni lejunst. Ska ni ja. Tal sen äkla. Och ska ju vassa skinna. Och sen. Allt stund någon. Stå händer ni stund. När stutäkt har en dunna. Egen. Och kanella sest. Ljus att dulle. Vi gör en häst. Ni kan ha en. Någon. Headquarters ut allt. Fåhjuler. Någon läkna. Någon tillgav att mjulstånd oss. Ska ju skutta. Just du gärna vad så att det ska gå län. Gäst kan lite ta ett listan av oss, eller? Så har jag tagit honom. Och så jag har honom, ni kan ta ett av honom, så är det roliga. När han kan nu lugna ta en iskån eller alfalfa. Ska nå av elk.
Now listen to the singers of Bellefonte Baptist Church. From a few years ago, first song is going to be Beautiful Life. The second song is Introduction to Public Worship. Nona tuyo husa, di nawo tunoste, tuninogi talaga di tadaste. Agaye, nathan na huwet, tos nagu losa dudo keses, talineno, yehoa to go yuhi, dudo keseste.
Unaisona, will be your way to see. Those of Hey, Gigra, what lay now?
Now it's time for Turkey Nation News. First of all, our Turkey Speakers Meeting will be November 14th, which is next month. And if you haven't been in a while, we invite you back. Come back and see us and come back and be with us. And we're always glad to see you. And if you've been there before, you have an idea of what goes on. We have a Turkey language class, and some people tell stories, some sing. We have good discussions on different topics, just a good fellowship. But mainly, we talk Turkey. So if you or you know someone that talks Turkey, please let them know about this Turkey Speakers Meeting we have every second Thursday of each month, beginning at 12:30 p.m., right behind the restaurant Turkey's here in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, in the community meeting room, which is the former ballroom. Come out and see us, and let's talk Turkey. Again, that's November 14th, beginning at 12:30 p.m. in the community meeting room, which is the former ballroom, right behind the restaurant of the Turkey's. So come out and visit. If you've never been, please come out, and we'll be glad to see you. And I know you have a good time. Secondly, the all-Turkey singing for next month also will be on the 15th, which will be November 15th, on a Friday night at the New Hope Baptist Church in Hulbert, Oklahoma. And they begin at 7 p.m., end at 9, 2 hours of good Turkey singing. And if you've never been to a Turkey singing, if you go to New Hope on the 15th of November, I know you'll enjoy yourself because they always have a good singing no matter where it's taking place. It's always good. If you sing Turkey songs, they'll gladly allow you to sing your songs. Again, that's November 14th, next month, at the New Hope Baptist Church in Hulbert, Oklahoma. They begin at 7 p.m. and at 9 p.m. So if you can, please go out and join them and enjoy yourself. So like Gately, the Gnota Thoughtly Log, the Gay Gessena, or Tisa Log, Toda Thoughtly, Sihon, the Lipka, Son Kales, Nada Del Kala, the Gaduce, and the Gessesti, Toddle Dosco, the Lenny Scott, Nada Lagately, and starting on theatre, Uton Kana Sulana, or the Don Horn, Toddle Dosco, Sir Hedy, Lord the Lenny Scott. And the Gessesti, they don't lie. You did all in the Gessonic, I wore you, you did all, he looked thee. And the Gessest, he don't lie. Go hein ga de do lig ye he do la yo je li he li ye de do la se wen so kales ne gedu se ne do de do he so go di woni ka de le ke no te la gehli ti no starte on ti lu ut kan na se la en an do de do he ta de do sko se he di to yo je le na he le ge se ski ta he do la e yo je li he li ge ta li nen te no da ske se no te la ye ha te da no gi sko si na di do so kales Skikadusin and Gesses, you tell Tug, the Nawash and Austin, huh? Though Danny no geese to lag ye high. Got Hogan and his go, said deal. So nearly go ahead. Told you, Lord, what's going on to go ahead, till I get had no geese going. Did the lugging, take a no geed, to no geese gig, you get a score toss, did the no geese did a do lean. See when so collapsed, Skikadusin, eh? You tell Tug, the Nawash doing losty, till I get huh? Do dani no gis eh? Ali ge says, ge hi akusta ne ha, to la ge ha, dai no gis ke, you will ge hi ta hi de. I want yon ni heli, you did all along. Now these next two songs were sung by the Cherokee Adult Choir. The first song would be The Treasure Book. The second song is A Wonderful Place. Nona dun tan din hogisk, taliga tun din hogiti tadasti, egai, netlan na huwed, iagu yahei, tidoges est, talineno, nego hila, dieli eliga, tidoges esti. For some Cherokee words. While you're getting ready, I'll go over our Cherokee vowels. We have six characters that we consider our vowels in our Cherokee language. We have the A, E, I, O, U, and V. And here are the sounds. A, E, E, O, U, E. I'll say the English word once and spell it twice in the English phonetics. Word number one for today, the word grinder. You spell it this phonetically. A S D O S G I. Again, when one of the word grinder, you spell it this. A S D O S-G-I. Word number two is the word grindstone. This is a two-part word. First part is spelled like this. D-I-G-A-T-L-V D-I. The second part is spelled like this. N-V-Y-A. Again, one of them two is the word grindstone. This is a two-part word. First part is spelled like this. D-I-G-A-T-L-V-D-I. Second part is spelled like this. N-V-Y-A. Word number three, the word grip. And it's spelled like this. G-A-N-I-Y-V-D-I. Again, word number three, the word grip. It's spelled like this. G-A-N-I-Y-V-D-I. Word number four is the word grit. And it's spelled like this. N-E-W-A-D-V. Again, word number four is the word grit. It's spelled like this phonetically. N-E-W-A-D-V. Word number five is the word grizzly bear. And it's spelled like this. Y-O-N-A. Again, word number five is the word grizzly bear. It's spelled like this. Y-O-N-A. And now, I'll pronounce these words. And word number one is the word grinder, and that's pertaining to, like, grinding meat. And it's pronounced like this. O-S-T-O-S-K-I. 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 Number two is the word grindstone. And in this word, the A with the G would be silent. You can pronounce the G sound with the D-I, like this. Dig, l, t, n, y. Dig, l, t, n, y. Dig, l, t, n, y. Number three is the word grip. In this word, the V with the Y would be silent. You can pronounce the Y with the N-I, like this. Gon, ni, t, gon, ni, t, gon, ni, t. Number four, the word grit is pronounced like this. Ne wa da. Ne wa da. Ne wa da. Number five is the word grizzly bear is pronounced like this. Yo na. Yo na. Yo na. I'll pronounce these words one more time. Number one is the word grinder, ostorski. Number two, grindstone, diklati na ya. Number three is the word grip. Ganiti. Number four, grits, newada. Number five, grizzly bear, yona. You can add those five words to your list if you have one. So until next week, practice all you can, and if possible, find someone to practice with. This makes it a little bit easier. And also, it kind of motivates you more. So keep on practicing. And now here's Jim and Eli Sequeechi to sing The Blood That Stained the Old Rugged Cross and Where the Saints Are Waiting. Nona Jimele Elisa Quiz Taliga Tinogiti Tadasti Egae Tadana was the Heno Uyahusa Jisa Tidogesest Talineno Degi Gatiano Negadi Tidogesesti
Tadana was the Heno Uyahusa Jisa Ayano Inaque. Gönlü dağ gibi
Now it's time for a story, and this story was told by the late Sequoia Guest, good friend of mine. It's hard to believe he is gone, but he is. But I'm glad that he shared these stories with us. And these stories that he tells, a lot of them are told by his grandma. And this story is going to be Rabbit and Possum Look for Wives. And I really like this story. Just adds a little humor to it. It just makes it that much better to listen to. So now, here is Sequoia Guest to tell us about Rabbit and Possum Look for Wives. Nona Sequoia Guest, Gehu no head, Ulis Gesu no sella, Cheese to a little chest, the Duni Hilase, Una deli, Ian Ostiski, the Wolf Niganeha, or the Tadas Dosti, no, he Tadasti.
You know, among the Cherokees and probably most other tribes, the stories usually have some kind of moral or lesson to them. And then there's a how and why stories. And I kind of figured this is probably a why or how. I don't think there's any moral or lesson in this story, but it was fun to listen to Grandma. So this one is entitled, well, I call it Rabbit and Possum Look for Wives. Rabbit and Possum, they were like best friends. They grew up together from the time that they were little bitty babies. They grew up playing together. They'd stay over at one another's house and everything else, sleep over, and they'd play out in the woods all the time. And Rabbit, he found out at an early age that he liked to play tricks on people, on anybody. And Opossum, on the other hand, he liked everybody. He was always trying to be helpful, wanting to help, and that's the way they grew up. But just like you, just like me, just like everybody in this world, Rabbit and Possum, they kept getting older and older and older, until they were really, really old. Well, Rabbit and Possum, you know, like I said, they were friends, they were best buds, you know, and so, you know, as they grew older, you know, while they were growing up, Rabbit kept getting smarter because he'd always get into fixes and everything. You know, among Cherokee stories, Rabbit is always a trickster, he's always getting into trouble, and so that's how he grew up. So by the time he was really old, he was really, really smart. On the other hand, Possum, while he was growing up, and like I said, you know, he's always wanting to be helpful and everything else, so he started learning medicine. And when a Cherokee man, an Indian man, learns medicine, they call him a medicine man. If a woman learns medicine, an Indian woman learns medicine, they call her a medicine woman. And since Possum learned medicine, the other, you know, animals, they always called him Medicine Possum. They got really, really old. Now, out by where they lived, there was this big old shade tree, and they'd sit under there every day. And every once in a while, they'd go to sleep, you know, while they were watching others going in and out of the village. Well, this one day, while they were sitting under the tree, dozing in the summer sun, Rabbit jumped up, looked down at Possum, and said,
"Possum, you know, I was thinking, I was barely able to get out of bed this morning."
And old Possum looked at him and said, "Yeah, I know what you mean. I was barely able to cook my breakfast."
Well, the Rabbit said, "Possum, you know, I was thinking, maybe it's time we got married."
And old Possum said, "Huh?"
And old Rabbit said, "Not to each other. We need to find us some wives."
And so Possum thought that was a really great idea. And so they went into the village where they lived, and they started asking everybody they saw,
"Will you marry me?
Will you marry me?
Will you marry me?
Will you marry me?" But everybody they asked said no. Like one said, "You know, don't be silly. You're a possum and I'm a squirrel. That's not gonna work." Another one said, you're
stupid. You're a rabbit and I'm a bear. You know, just go away."
And so they couldn't find any wives there in their hometown. And so they went back outside, you know, sat under the tree. You know, Possum, he was kind of, you know, a crybaby type. And he was sitting under there saying, "Nobody likes us. We're never going to find any wives." And remember, old Rabbit, he's, you know, always thinking he's smart. And so after a little bit, he jumped up and said,
"Possum, you know, I was thinking, maybe if we go to the next town, maybe we'll find us some wives there."
And so Possum, that was a really great idea. And so they got out on the road, and they started heading to the next town, and there were cars going up and down that road, and they were dodging. And old Rabbit, you know, he's quick, so he wouldn't get hit. But old Possum, he's kind of slow, so, you know, car was coming at him, and he couldn't move fast enough, and he got hit and got splattered out. But remember, he's a medicine possum. So he fixed himself up, and they took off again. Well, they got halfway to the next town, and old Rabbit took off running, left old Possum just barely going. Well, Rabbit, he got to the next town in no time at all, and he got all of the animals together, and he jumped up on this big old rock, and he said,
"I have a message from the chief. The chief said that he wants everybody in this town to get married right now."
Oh, how did everybody start grabbing each other and taking off and getting married? It didn't matter what they were. A squirrel grabbed a duck and took off and got married. A coyote grabbed an eagle and took off and got married. Even a dog grabbed a cat and took off and got married. That one didn't last long, though, because, you know, they were always fighting, you know. But even old Rabbit, he found himself a cute little bunny and got married. Well, here comes Possum, finally made it to the village. And he started asking everybody, "Will you marry me? Will you marry me?" But everybody he asked said no. Why? because they were already married. Well, he couldn't find no wife there in that village, so he found himself a big old shade tree outside of town. He was sitting under there, going, nobody likes me. Even Rabbit found himself a wife, but nobody likes me. Well, old Rabbit heard, you know, Possum crying. He kind of felt sorry that he had played this mean trick on him. And so he went out there and sat next to old Possum, and after a little bit, he jumped up and said,
Possum, you know, I was thinking, maybe if we go to the next town, maybe we'll find you a wife there.
And Possum thought that was a really, really great idea. So they got on the road again, and again they were dodging cars and everything else. Possum still slow, and he got hit and got splattered out again. But again, he fixed himself up, and they took off. Well, they got halfway to the next town, and Rabbit took off running. Left old Possum just barely going. Now, Rabbit, when he got to the next town, he got all the animals together again. He jumped up on this big old stump, and he said,
I have a message from the chief. The chief said that this is one of the laziest towns he's ever seen, and he wants everybody to start fighting right now.
And boy, howdy, everybody took to fighting right then and there. It didn't matter what was going on. You know, two of them ganged up on one and three on one and just you know, throwing sticks and stones and everything. And even some of them knew that yeah, stuff, you know. And it was awful. Everybody in town fighting. And old Rabbit, he didn't want to get beat up, so he ran out of there real quick. Now here comes Possum. Finally made it to the village. Well, when he got there, he saw these animals rolling around in the dirt, and he thought to himself, oh boy, I'll be able to find me a wife here. There's a party going on here. And so he went up to the first animals, and he said, well, you might. But before he could finish, somebody yelled out, look, there's Possum, get him. And everybody jumped on Possum and just started whooping the tar out of him. Everybody taking turns kicking him and hitting him and everything else, biting and scratching. And old Possum didn't know what was going on. He was just laying on the ground going, After a while, he thought to himself, man, I gotta think of something or they're gonna kill me. After a while, he got real still. And when somebody would hit him, he'd just roll over. When somebody else would kick him, he'd just roll over. Finally, somebody noticed that he wasn't making any noise or moving around anymore. And they said, we killed him. Oh, no, we killed the medicine possum. And everybody started crying. And right when they were crying the hardest, old Possum jumped up and ran out of that village and never went back again. And there's a trick that we learned from Possum that day. And that is playing possum or playing dead. But you know what? Grandma said that Possum never did find himself a wife. He's still looking to this very day. You know how you can tell that he's still looking for a wife? When you're going down a road somewhere, you see him splattered out on the road. He's headed for the next town to find himself a wife. At least that's what Grandma said.
Now these next two songs were sung at the Mulberry Tree Baptist Church a few years ago, and this is in honor of the late Ed Jumper. Those of you that may not know, he passed away just here recently. I'm going to play these songs that he sang at the Mulberry Tree Baptist Church, all churches singing, a few years ago. The first song is Love to Jesus, and the second song is Guide Me, Jehovah. Both of them will be led by the late Ed Jumper. No no kuwa di na wosti, talagihati no gid, di ta dosti. He no Ed di sa de tegeha, tu no gid kesesti. He got ni don tunic, he usleke to Yahusa. Ed on the diha, don't go near ten hit taliga, tu no gidi. A girl, to get you on to suck a lone edo to dog, it says Talineno, squat ten years safety, ye hoa, to dog, get safety.
Who jota jige you are.
Well, that's it for the program. And again, as always, thank you so much for joining me today to listen to the Cherokee Voices and Cherokee Sounds that's being brought to you by Cherokee Nation. My name is Dennis Sixkiller. And as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, Ed Jumper passed away here recently, a good friend of mine, on whom for many, many years. And he and I sang together many, many times at different funerals and such. I know I'm going to miss him. And I know many of us will. Many people are going home, so I'll just let you know in case you didn't know. But again, thank you for joining me today. Sure appreciate all of you. And I will ask, please keep these families who've lost loved ones in your prayers and your thoughts. If you would, please, I would appreciate it. I know they would, too. No matter how prepared we are for their death, it's never easy, is it? But with those praying for us, it does make it easier. That's why I'm asking you to pray for them. And I do thank you. Well, it's still fall, and this month is almost over, as I mentioned at the very beginning. Already, Goodness gracious, I tell you. Still can't believe how fast time's going by. Sometimes we don't have time to do what we want to do, do we? Just doesn't have to, we don't have time. All things that goes on. But all is good. As my brother always says, life is good. But I do thank each and every one of you for joining me today. And now I'll give you the numbers to Cherokee Nation once again and call me sometimes. First one's always toll free nationwide, 1-800-256-0671. My direct number is 918-453-5433. And the number to tribal headquarters here in Tahlequah, Oklahoma is 918-453-5000. Until next week, please take care of yourself.
Wadon.